Hello, everyone. Hello. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What's yours? You're going to have a chance to call in and tell us pretty soon. I usually ask you to say your first name when you're calling in with a question because it just helps give your own unique vibration to the situation. And if you don't, it's okay. We got that too. But, you know, it just enhances things. So this show is called Radiance by Design, and we're going to talk a lot about radiating consciously. I want to share the fact that I was at an expo in Vancouver, B.C. this weekend, and, you know, it was really fun. And I said for years and years, I'm not bothering. It's a lot of work and all that energy and doodly-doo. And I went, and boy, it was. I gave a talk, and that went well, and people laughed a lot, which was fun. And also, it was, I guess I was thinking today that in a way it reminded me of paradigm shifters, which I do interviews on Tuesday night and talk to people all over the place who are doing really amazing things to lift you and lift me and help us choose to be radiant or choose to be healed or choose to advance our consciousness. And there we were in this wonderful old arena where I always went to the exhibition as a kid every summer. And there were people from all kinds of the facets and reflections of the diamonds of life. There were people with food stuffs. There were people with options to coffee that are very nutriating. There were people who were doing healing. Lots of readers, Akashic readers, energy readers, people like me. And what I was telling somebody earlier today is it's very interesting because I've had a bad right knee for, well, since April or May or something, and it's been a very perplexing pain, kind of knocking me over when I want to be lithe and graceful and bouncy, which is my kind of my want. And I haven't been able to fix that knee, and I've gone through all kinds of medical things. Anyway, long and the short of it is, there we were at the expo, working long hours, not sleeping that well, having fun talking to people, doing lots of healing, but standing on my feet. And guess what? I wake up Monday, and my knee is almost better, and it's the first time in months. I'm like, wow. And I think what made the difference, I'm not sure, because some of the fields were really high, and there was a great deal of consciousness there, and the music was really vibrationally very uplifting and so on. But I think it was that I did this light healing treatment. Somebody strapped, I sat in a lovely chair that reclined, and somebody strapped these lights all around like my knee where it was sore and all down my back and the kidney area and across the chest. And then I lay there and cooked with a headset on and something over my eyes for about 20 minutes. That was one of the experiences. And the other is a biomat. I don't know if any of you have had a biomat experience, but oh my goodness, it was really wonderful. I lay down on a massage table for 20 minutes and, again, was cooked for that period of time. And she had special, I guess they're infrared LEDs or something, and she laid those on my knee and on my head and on my whatever you could think of, you know. And I really thought it was marvelous. So I get up the next day thinking I'm going to be beaten up and tired. Well, I was a little tired because there's a lot of stuff to go through. But my knee is almost better. Woo-hoo! Isn't that remarkable? So that's what happened to me this weekend, and I also learned a great deal. There's a great deal going on. There's a fellow with a didgeridoo. Have you ever had that experience where you sit on his massage chair, and he does the didgeridoo up and down your back, your spine, various chakras, and so on. Didn't work too well for me because I was freezing. I was right by the open door, and I'm really not good-natured when it comes to freezing. But my other friends and my partner were really thrilled at how they just absolutely moved their energy inside and how it was a really amazing treat. So we had a wonderful time at the expo. And again, I want to say, paradigm shifting is really a big deal. The politics is terrible these days, and we're losing the GMO labeling fight because we're not paying the way the lobbyists do for whatever their reality is and so on. So some things seem really, really frustrating and absolutely unconscious. And certainly, punishment to Mother Earth. But on the other hand, there are tremendous miracles going on. People are becoming more and more conscious of being an energy vehicle, of energy being first and foremost, a light being first and foremost. And it's undeniable. People who thought energy was weird as far as healing goes are now just getting it done. One of my interviews was Bernie Siegel. He was on Tuesday night. For those of you who haven't heard it, it's up on my podcast. And Bernie Siegel was a real groundbreaker. He was a doctor. And it was in the 80s, he wrote his book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles. And oh my gosh, as a doctor, he got shunned. He got shoved out of, he tried to publish and everybody made fun of him. And his fellow doctors were saying, oh my gosh, you're over the top right now. You're out of your mind and blah, blah, blah. And he started exceptional patients groups, meaning cancer patients that he was working with. He started groups where they would come together and discuss their internal attitudes and turn things around and do visualizations and it was really quite groundbreaking in his day. He studied a bit with Simonton. Some of you will remember that Simonton really blew the lid open to some of this stuff from his little institute down in Texas, really pushing that whole thing about you can change your mind and change your health many years earlier. Anyhow, one of the things he said in his book is that there were these experiments at some research center where they injected, this is the sad part, they injected some rats with some very, very lethal, aggressive cancer. And they were all very ill. And he had a whole lab full of, talk about lab rats, researchers who didn't care about energy, didn't approve of it, didn't believe in it or anything. And they were instructed to put their hands with their disbelieving energy on these rats and actually do energy work on them, and they all kaffaed. But 99% of it cured. 99% of these rats that were so besieged with the aggressive cancer were healed. Hello? Talk about a double-blind study. So that was really exciting. And we are light beings. And I'm reminded about how Peter Calhoun, who unfortunately crossed over, or maybe fortunate because he looks like he's having a pretty good time on the other side. But anyway, he made a huge difference, and he was on my show recently. He was quite a he was a Episcopalian priest who had a near-death experience and became quite shamanic and really, really got excited about the fact that we can unlimit ourselves. Now, some of what he said wasn't new to us all. I mean, he was saying that we're basically programmed and we're a species that's been programmed. We aren't necessarily all that weak. We're just programmed to be limited and to be weak. But he also said that there were a lot of us, we know part of this as well. His explanation was that some of us are light workers, probably everyone listening to Radiance by Design or BBS Radio and any of the shows on it. We're light workers, and he claimed that we came in from galaxies all over the universe, whole bunches of us, and what we have in common is the urge to bust up systems that are kind of corrupt and are keeping the world limited. He also said in his first big vision about the world, he saw there was kind of a field all around the planet, and then the people under this field, the field is around the planet and then down to the earth. People were walking around kind of bent or hunched because the field around the earth was, he claimed, built by the elite, and it was meant to keep people small enough so we can be controlled more easily. And he said that a lot of the light workers or people who came to the planet had to be powerful enough to break through that huge kind of foggy field that is all around the planet. And that sort of makes sense to me. I've seen it as kind of a skin going around the planet, but it's been a little different. I have a different definition. But anyway, we're using Peter Calhoun stuff tonight. and I really like the idea that we have come in with a mission. And after we've done our meditation, I would like you to call in, and we're going to work on you, because one of the things that is over and over again in my healing work, in my readings and so on, I see how we each has a very, we each have a strong drive to be or to present something that's our very own, right? We light workers, you've got something to do. Maybe you're supposed to help people. Maybe you're supposed to be an artist. Maybe you're a musician. It very rarely is about the physical presentation, meaning it's not like building a house. It's more like loving, learning to love, learning to heal, learning to help, all of that kind of stuff. And when we're sick or when we're trapped or when we're depressed and so on, we're usually not doing our own thing. And many, many people that I meet anyway, I don't know about you, don't even have a clue what their own thing is. So what I would really like us to do is help you get further into what's your very own, what's your soul mission, what are you here to do? Now, if we have Peter Calhoun, he said, how many light workers are there? And he said 400 and some odd thousand. 400 and some odd million, that's right, because he said it was almost half a billion. And one of the things that happens with light workers, also other people, as you probably noticed, one of the things that happens is if you have a wonderful light, then there's going to be a comparison to someone else. So all of a sudden you feel less than because this new person comes in with a bigger light or a different kind of light. And you feel kind of less than, maybe it brings up your shadow. And one of the things we need to learn to do is to admit our own jealousies, our competitions, that sort of thing, so we can bring it up. And I was channeling before the show, and the guides are saying, you want to learn to bring it up and really feel it and release it. Feel the fear. Feel the less than-ness. And hand it over, because when you can go through those fields, talk about a field that limits us and keeps us limping. When you can go through those fields inside of yourself, you can reach more deeply into that core that's got this amazing personal purpose. And if we're all side by side, and if I look at you and go, oh, look at your light, it's wonderful, and you can look at me and say, look at your light, it's wonderful, and know full well, there's no one in the universe that has your light, and there's no one in the universe that has mine. And if we really get into that, that's easy to say, but not necessarily so easy to do, because it'll throw you into those murky competition fields or feelings of comparison, which keep us all kind of debilitated at times or keep us very aggressive at times, as you know. If we can get through that, boy, we can practically link arms, vibrational arms, if you will, and create this incredible field, a network field, this incredible vibrational community that can literally move up through and really lift our species. I'm really excited about that because I can see it more and more. And with the systems breaking down or the greed putting all capital letters in itself, whereas my guides say you're living in the oligarchy, which is rulership by few for many for selfish and greedy purposes, we're living in a very kind of crazy time where you can't really trust the powers that be to care about who we are and how we are. So we have to learn to trust ourselves to care about who we are and how we are, and to trust ourselves to care about who you are and how you are, and that one over there, and that one over there, and that one over there, and Mother Earth, and the universe, and gosh knows, the atmosphere. We can do this, you guys. We can really do it, but your first place you have to go is into yourself to see where your comparisons and your vulnerabilities keep you kind of bent, your shoulders bent as you walk under the field that's been constructed around the planet. Well, I hope some of you heard all that and really have a lot to say about it. I like to do a meditation at the beginning of this show. Well, it's a quarter of the way in, isn't it? I like to do a meditation that we all do together because it sets up a field everywhere you are and I am and anyone else is that's tuned in. So close your eyes, unless you're walking on the cliff. And if you wanted to send in your questions, it's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. All right? Close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath. Wonderful. And now call in above your head a golden ball, and below your spine another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball.
You're on a skewer.
You're on the spit. Now drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And then upside down, have that same thing, a four-sided pyramid pointing down into the lower golden ball. And its base meets the base of your sticky yuppie pyramid. So now you, when the two of them hooch together, you've got an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And inside that, there's a crystal ball that nudges the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David. And remember, you're on this filament of light, which is your skewer. So now see yourself spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning, and as you spin, gosh, there's a magical screen in front of you. As you spin and spin and spin, see that screen in front of you, and on that screen we're going to put little movies. And the first movie you're going to create is you becoming what it is you really are. See, I want to be multidimensional. I say that every week. Sometimes I am, kind of. Are you? And what is it you really want to be? You want to be true to yourself? You want to be loving? You want to be loved? You want to be a tightrope walker? Whatever it is you want to become. And now see yourself becoming just that. Good. And when you really feel like you're getting there, wrap that in light and move it over to the left. And now we're going to do our second movie. And in that movie, you're going to be doing a project. Now, maybe you want to have home and family relationship and children and all that. Maybe you want to build a house. This is where you bring in the stuff you want to create as you go on by. Okay, and see all the resources coming, the time, the materials, the location, the love, all that it takes for you to create this amazing project of yours. Good. And as you create your amazing project, see it completing itself. Good. And now see all the resources and the time, the money, whatever it takes to sustain your project so that it gets to live as long as it wants to live. Right. Wow, I just had a new one that popped in. I usually have the same one. Take a minute here. Good work. And then we'll see it carrying on. And wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now I'd like you to open the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, you have an amazing bank of healing beings behind you and around you. Ask the ones who are especially acclimated to healing to stand around this healing table, this beautiful, fresh, clean healing table. And then someone comes in to lie down. The first person is you or me. And you lie down on the healing table and ask for some healing. What's it you'd like? Yeah. And see the beings working on you. Good. And you can feel it. Can't you feel that wonderful energy? Mm-hmm. Good job. When you really feel like it's going well, wrap it all up in light. And move it over to the left and let the healing being percolate it. And now we have a fresh healing table, and our team replicates themselves around this table. Good work. Now let's bring in somebody. I'm bringing in somebody who I'm very fond of who has tremendous body pain all over. It's incredible. And she's had body pain for quite a while now. She really can't go anywhere or do anything. Every time she moves, she hurts herself. And she's trying to learn to move. She's very noble. We're asking her healing team to tell us a little bit or tell her a little bit about what's going on. Okay, so they're telling her some various things here. They're telling her that she, this is ancient, many lifetimes, that she is suffering from so much damage from way back, but that she has the capacity. Let's bump it up. Let's ask for more and more healing guides, all the ones that are around, the ones that came in to do healing. Yeah. And let's bump up the healing capacity. And let's ask them to help her free herself. Good. Oh, and I'm asking her, what is it she needs to give up? Mm-hmm. All right. And who have you got on the table? Yeah. In light, move it over to the side, kind of drift off because I get kind of lost in a trance here as we work with that. So now bring in someone else that you put on a fresh table. Okay, let's see who I'm bringing in now. I'm bringing in somebody who's got very, very swollen legs. Oh my goodness, she's got, it's not phlebitis, she's got some kind of imbalance that's giving her awful water retention. Her legs really hurt. This woman is a little heavy and, is extremely uncomfortable, aching in her bones and her legs, especially her legs. They seem to hurt her a lot. Mm-hmm. Her ankles. Her feet are small, and they look like they're almost gone in the middle of all this other physical fabric. Yeah. That's it. And now we're asking the healing team, what is it they're doing? Doing an awful lot with their head and their feet all simultaneously, and then the kidney area. You know, what's interesting with this one, they're saying that her metabolic system is really sluggish and that the body's waste aren't being taken care of the way it should. There we go. All right. And they're doing something with their spine, as if they're doing little electrodes in the spine. So we'll move them to the side and let that happen. Now, here's another one. Is this young woman has lost several people recently and is experiencing their presence coming in very odd ways. Phone rang, and there was no way for that phone to be. It belonged to the person who just passed. There's a lot of different things going on in her life. She's getting strange flashes of light and odd kind of... Now, she's afraid, but you and I don't think we'd be afraid. I think I get really excited when these things happen. So what we're doing is praying that her third eye open without much resistance, that she begins to feel the presence of beings by choice instead of somebody coming in and shaking her up. And what we're doing here is that her team is moving her third eye where it's been blocked and opening that third eye. In fact, they're opening it simultaneously with her base chakra. This is almost as if she's meant, well, it is actually, she's meant to awaken at this point in her life. I don't know if she's 40 yet, but somewhere around 40, she's meant to awaken and begin to become more and more multidimensional. So I hope she's feeling this because they just love her so much. Now they wrap her in light and move her over to the side. And this time we bring in our political table. Woo-hoo! I'm going trying to do the GMO thing because here in Washington we're a little distressed that there was so much money poured into not labeling for GMOs. And I don't know how you guys feel, but I just feel like it's so oppressive when you can't know these things. I mean, what's the deal? And I know in Europe that most countries are not allowing unlabeled, unmarked stuff in their countries. I mean, they don't want to have the Franken foods or whatever they all are. I know not all GMO stuff is bad, but if you can't know, I don't know if that's fair. It seems like we're still being run by the elite and our shoulders are still stooped. What do you think of that? Anyway, this is how I feel. I want to bring in on my political healing table all the people that have to do with empowering telling the truth about what's going on with our food. Okay, telling the truth, labeling it. Our agribusiness is sometimes costing us tremendous illness, and I don't usually preach about all this stuff, but I am today, so there. I hope you don't mind. Well, if you do mind, we can at least call in and talk about it. Okay, so what we're doing is calling in some amazing, bright, healing energy because it's coming through from the universe like nobody's business. Now, the problem with that is it's making some people hunker down and hang on to what they know instead of growing. You know, the challenge is on. But for a lot of people, boy, it's really pushing them to grow and expand. Now, here comes this wonderful healing energy, and we're putting it up through the perineums of anybody we can find who's on our table that really has a lot of power when it comes to showing what the, for example, the GMO labeling or pesticides or fracking or any of the things that are destroying our planet. Wake them up. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Not everything is money. That's right. There we are. Not everything is money, is it? So we're sending this light right up through the perineums of people. Mm-hmm. People that have to do with empowering themselves by keeping the money pot stirred but not necessarily caring about the integrated whole. We're all in this together, boys and girls. Yeah. And then we're just going to have them stew and stew and stew. Now wrap that in light. Move it over to the side, and let's call in these amazing healing energies again and have them pop down into the top of your head, swirl round and round in your head, around your neck, down your heart, into the heart, swirl round and round in the heart, back up to the shoulders, down your arms, coming out your hands. Good. Now imagine patting with your hands, patting the parts of the world that people are sick and dying, people are impoverished, there's been a lot of greed, there's horrible wars going on still. Some of them are subtler than others, right? And we're just going to pat this amazing light of harmony, transformation, possibility to all those places which are really resonant with grief and loss and pain for whatever reason. Good. And Mother Earth herself is going to love this detoxifying energy. Yeah. And healing. She has full capacity to heal herself. We have to give her the space and the time and the love. And have that healing energy that we're putting out there roll around and round and round the planet. Pop up your hands, up your arms, swirl round and round in your heart. Go straight up, swirling and swirling right up through your neck. And up through the top of your head, way out into the great central sun. And then pop back down through the top of your head, and here we go. Swish right down through your body into the core of the earth. And now you turn and jump into your star tetrahedron. Good thing we're magical. We couldn't do these pretzel-like contortions, could we? Jump into your star tetrahedron and round and round and round you spin. Round and round and round you spin. And then I want to jump into here with me. Jump into the room and tell me all about your life. You want to phone in? I'll give you the number. It's 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Or you can email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Veronica, you can spell that, @veronica.com. entwistle, entwistle.com, and ask me a question because I'm ready to answer your questions. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about was, oh, hey, you know, I was talking about Mother Earth and healing Mother Earth, and we should all be thinking about sustainability. I'm a terrible gardener. But what happened at the expo is we met a woman who was selling something, and it's a multi-level. Oh, okay, good. You've interrupted me. Good. Welcome, welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, is that me?
That's you. Did it work at all? Did you get released?
I've been trying to do what you recommended, which is think anymore. I've been trying to do that, but I've still been having a little trouble with my throat, and I didn't know to get anything further on that.
Are you also, were you looking for a job?
I got a job, and then my ex-husband wanted me to work for him, and that's actually, well, I'm hoping it'll work better.
Well, it's funny because I'm looking at you. Do you know what you do, Nancy? You do gulp down. You gulp, you hold a lot of things back in your neck. Do you know that? Because I'm seeing a line almost down.
That makes sense to me. I didn't know that, but I'm not really sure what to do about it.
Well, just sometimes all we need to do, Nancy, is look at it. As if you're a little imp inside and you get there and look at it. Because what happens is you've segmented. You know, we were talking at the beginning, and I don't know if you heard that part, about being who you really are, that you have a mission, that you have a way of being. But you're holding, and check everybody at home, see if you're like this too. You're holding yourself back in a way. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
and you're holding.
I know that, but I just haven't been able to understand what to do about it.
And do you want to work for your ex?
Well, just recently, I got a job, and it was just too many hours. I'm doing school full time, and the job that I got was just too many hours. And he offered to me to work half that amount of hours for him. For more money. So I took him up on it.
And you get along with him pretty well?
We're really good friends. As long as I don't, you know, there's certain things I can't do. And that's okay, you know, for now. I've become okay with that. But, you know, it's difficult. I mean, I just have not, I came into a family that didn't understand me, and I've been in a lot of relationships with people who don't, you know, who I feel like I can't speak to. So, yeah, I've had...
But you're a light worker, are you not?
Well, yeah, I guess.
She says, what on earth does that mean?
Huh?
Are you thinking, what on earth does that mean?
Oh, no, I know exactly what that means. It's just, yeah, I mean, I guess that's... I'm not sure why you're asking me that.
Oh, well, what are you studying? I'll tell you why I'm asking you that is because we were talking at the beginning about being who you really are and being the unique light that you are. And I feel like part of you just doesn't really think that you could ever be that. Does that make sense?
I don't know what it is. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying is that I've been around people who reflect back to me real negative things. I've not been around people that reflect to me, you know, like what I do well, and so it's hard for me to see that. I know I feel like that there's books to come, and I've done energy healing for 11 years, but I've lived in a real remote place, and I remember you. Haven't been able to really make a practice, and I'm doing school for life coaching and hypnotherapy and some other various things so that I can finally have some kind of certificate, because where I have lived, it's been a problem to not have that. I'm hoping to live somewhere else eventually, but I just don't know kind of
okay,
what
so the biggest
next
thing
step is. Whenever I reach out to try to get help, I'm usually told about relationships, and I would like to know about, like, career stuff, and I don't know why I keep getting information on relationships.
Well, I think what's really funny about you is that there is this wonderful light, and it's kind of trapped in you, and it's like, when we say, I don't know what my purpose is, well, your purpose is for healing, transformation. Now, what does that look like? A billion things, doesn't it? It has to be something.
Well, yeah, and I love that. I love the transformation, and there is a billion things, and I'm really good at a billion things, but I've been sort of trapped in really low energy areas and haven't been able to see my way clear to free myself of that. And
are you studying hypnotherapy by... are you in a class, or are you doing it by online?
It's on an online course.
Mm.
I mean, it's an accredited college, but, yeah, it's an online thing that I'm doing because of where I'm living right now.
Is it possible for you to find a couple of people to practice on?
Yeah, I have been. Mm-hmm.
And are you liking it, Nancy?
Well, I really wanted to do it about... probably 8 years ago or longer than that. I've been through a almost 7-year initiation that's been really traumatic, and I'm trying to heal and recover from that.
Well, you know what? You're coming along, my friend, and I want to say there's a few... Okay, here's how I'm seeing it, is you're going to be doing the class, and you're going to do a fine job, and then there's a little gaggle of people, maybe three or four or something. And then all of a sudden, you're airlifted. You go out of there, and you go to, I think you're still going to be in the middle of the country, but if there's a little community and everything, and you're very, very, very happy. But I want to say that the, I'm going to burp, and that's your energy. This is for you, ladies and gentlemen. When a healer starts to burp like mad when she's working with you, it means that something gastrointestinally is being moved in you, and some of us just seem to catch it as it goes by. But what I see in time, it used to be embarrassing, now I think it's hilarious. But anyway, as it goes by, I just suddenly see you in a smallish community, kind of maybe just directly south of where you are, maybe slightly east, I don't know. But it might have a hot springs, but there's a really nice kind of a healing community around, and you're doing your work, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, I died and went to heaven.
Oh, goody.
Yeah,
goody.
And I have another caller, so just before I say goodbye to you, Nancy, I want to say one more thing, is I want you to feel, I want you to feel how you separate from the bottom of your neck, there's a line, almost like it separates from the bottom of your neck to the rest of your body, you see. And I'm going, and you get little headaches there. Do you notice that?
I have had headaches, but yeah.
So I just want to say, and this is for people at home too, when you get that sense of disconnect, because it is a disconnect, I want you to go in there and really be with it and feel it and even ask it, why are you disconnecting me? Because I say to you, Nancy, there's something you're really afraid to feel. And I know you're a very, very feeling person, so feelings can be scary, can't they?
Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. I didn't know that.
Well, let us know what happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you for your courageous call. All right. And good evening. We have another caller, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. This is Carol.
Hey, Carol. I took you into the structure. Did you feel it?
Yeah, but I paid it out when you were saying what they were saying about me, and I didn't hear it. What did they say?
Now I have to tune out because I get really... No, I don't remember right now, but I will all of a sudden remember. All I can remember, because you know when I'm in a trance, I don't always remember what was said, but what they're saying, something about your it's an ancient, ancient thing you're clearing up in this lifetime.
Oh, wow. Well, that's interesting. Thank you. But the reason I'm calling in is David is having problems with his right kidney. He isn't on the line, but is there any way you can give me any insight into that?
Yeah, let's just take a look at him. Now, remember our kidneys, it's for everybody, wrap yourself in light. Because David, who's not even on the phone, we're going to work on him, okay? So everybody wrap yourself in light. Remember, you're all light workers, so we can all do some great work together. And when we look at David's right, we always wrap ourselves in light so we don't take it on. Now let's look at David's right kidney. You don't have to know David to know he has a kidney, right? There we go. And is it her? Ah, it's really hurting him, isn't it?
Yes, it is, very much.
Yeah.
He's concerned about it.
Well, yeah. Now, here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I want everybody to intend, take a look at his right kidney and intend that it's getting its healing. Intend that it receives high-frequency energy to heal it and sort it out. That's it. And David's tired. You know that?
Yeah, he's exhausted.
Yeah, so we're going to see if we can infuse him with wonderful energy. Yeah. And how do you do that, says ladies and gentlemen at home? You just keep sending him beautiful, empowering, loving, healing energy. We could send some to Carol, too, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think he's going to be fine, but if you could tell him for me and for the guides that he's just really a sensitive man. He's trying to make decisions. And he just feels so powerless about making decisions because he doesn't feel well, because he hasn't got enough money. Tell him to scream at the guides and angels. Help him with that. He's got to surrender who he is and stop beating himself up about it, you see? Does that make sense? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Carol. We'll talk soon.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now. So call in. And I also wanted to tell you about another thing. I started to say that I am a lousy gardener. Part of it is I prefer to garden people, I suppose, and I'm wanting to write my book, which I'm after, and I'm also kind of busy. And I tried to garden this summer, but I hurt my leg, which I keep talking about, and couldn't really get at it. But when we were at the expo, there was this amazing woman selling this thing. It's like a tower, wasn't it? Like a tower, Bob? And it was like about 5 feet tall, maybe a foot and a half wide at the lower end. And then it had, you know how some planters, like those strawberry planters that hang, will have these little pockety things jutting out from them, and they've got a plant hanging off them? Well, this is a plug-in affair, which is a little bit like a fountain in a sense. It's got nutrients in the bottom and some water, and then the water, when you plug it in, goes up this tube and nutriates all these different seedlings, and then you get these stunning vegetables. And you can have this thing in your house. You can have it outside, depending on the weather, and it's really a very, very, very relatively small thing with a prolific number of veggies poking out of all these different little pockets that go all the way up it. I was mesmerized. I was really impressed by that. You can grow your kale, your greens, all winter in it, can't you? So I'm just saying, I don't know what it was called. It was something to do with, I think the word tower was in there. But in any case, it's a sustainable vegetable growing hoo-ha that I thought was one of the most practical ways of approaching being sustainable with fresh, non-GMO garden stuff this year. Wow. So let's go back to seeing who you really are. Let's pick on Carol. Carol has been going through pain 24/7 for years now and has had a life that's been kind of fraught, being in the middle of a very large family and a mother that was just too exhausted to really, and this is important, to be seen and known for who you are is very healing and can really inspire your garden to grow. I think even plants work that way. If you look at them and go, oh my gosh, my neighbor does this. You look at your plants and go, oh look, they're growing. And she says, they're just like my babies and they're growing and they grow better for people who do that. Children grow better for people who see them for who they really are and help them to express who they really are. A lot of us didn't have that opportunity, okay? So we're looking at Carol, who's got 24/7 pain, and we're watching her as she gets a little older, dealing with suppressions that have been placed in her, whether through reactions from other lives or whether from this life. And so we said, to be really who you are, well, who's really suppressed, can be who she really is. That's a very big thing. It's like taking a hammer, a mallet, and pounding yourself in a whole bunch of different ways, isn't it? So we want to say to Carol and many of the other ones, as you have these aches and pains, it's a good idea to hand them over, even for a minute or two, and ask what it is I really am. What is it I really am? One of the things and what is it I really, really want to do? How can you tell what you really want to do if you've been hammered down your whole life? Well, I don't know about you, but I do know some things about, say, entertaining in myself, and I love words. How do I know that? Because I feel lifted by words. And what are other things? I like to bounce around. I like to move my body. Why? Because I feel joyous when I do that. These are clues that sort of tell you. I love to sing. And people who sing, it's good for you because it lifts you and it lifts other people. See what I mean? So how can you tell who you really are? You're not the one who's been hammered down. You're not the one who's been forced to stay this way or that, has been tamped down like old pipe tobacco. That's not who you are. You're underneath that. And find any way you can express, you'll find behind that, even if you're expressing like, make something silly up, acting like a train, I don't know, expressing something that's just a performance. In behind it, if you're going woo-woo, there's a part of you that starts to flow up behind it, starts to come up out of you as if you're a tube, if you want, or a field that's kind of cyclonic. And what starts to rise in it is more of who you really are. It's really magical to be a human being. I keep referring to Peter Calhoun because he just had a way of saying, you're so powerful, but most of us don't have any idea what that's like. Back to the thing I was talking about competition, about, wow, your light is really powerful. That makes mine smaller. Oh, dear, who's going to be the one who's the powerful one? And my guides and angels were saying, I was channeling before we started this, and my guides and angels were saying, you know, if you're worried about being the one, it's really interesting. Drop in and say to yourself, I am the one. So we're going back to Carol, who's been kind of pounded down in her life and is trying to emerge. The more you can release the way you see yourself, the more you can release the identities that you've bought about yourself, the more you become the one, the more you deepen into being the one inside. And just imagine, I think about 400 million of us, right? Coming from all kinds of different galaxies to come in and bust up antiquated systems or numbing systems and really imbue or infuse the planet or our collective with higher frequency energies, you're the one. We need you. I'm the one. If you're the one and I'm the one and you're not like me and I'm not like you, we don't have exactly the same mission, do we? We don't have exactly the same fingerprint. We don't have exactly the same vibrational print. I'm the one. And guess what? You're the one. And the more we can understand that, the guide said it in a very sweet visual way about an hour ago, was like, then your vibrational arms can link up with my vibrational arms, can link up with all these other beings' vibrational arms, and we can lift, hugely lift, our entire species. We can lift ourselves out of this incredible duality that we find ourselves fraught with, or all the greed and the damaging attitudes that are pushing on each other and making this kind of a rising place of growth, right? But gosh knows we're growing, aren't we? So call in. We have a few more minutes. There's a couple of you that haven't called in that I kind of expected you to call in. Anyway, when I was at the expo, I thought of a lot of you, and I don't really know who's coming up on Paradigm Shifters this coming week. But I kept thinking the expo was a little bit like all those radio shows that so many of us are putting out there now. It's like gathering and having all these wonderful vibrational influences that we bask in. And when we bask in them, guess what? We activate our light bodies. We activate our vibrational beingness. And we activate our ability to create, really, a very cohesive, a unifying humanity. You know, humanity has its collective, doesn't it? It has its collective consciousness, which I gather some say is floating around like this great pearly haze above us. But I like to think that we're injecting in the collective higher frequency energy. And as we do that, it picks up speed and picks up speed. And instead of us breathing in old dualities or old limiting thoughts and feelings that are just floating around out there, we're creating a higher frequency reality for ourselves and for other people. And my dream is we'd be able to do it multidimensionally, and even with some people who've already crossed over, who are working with us all to make things, you know, better. I have this is a really odd non sequitur, but I have a number of clients, as you probably know. Some of them I've worked with for many years. And one family, I love this story, actually. One family was an artist, an engineer, and a daughter who was very, very gifted and creative and a good sports person. And her brother, who was a real character and a lot of fun, the four of them is how I started getting to know them. But the daughter had come apart at 15 and had one of those mysterious immune situations that created pain 24/7 and gave her paranoia and all kinds of things. And the brother got into cocaine. He was older than she was, and he was very much a drug addict, and that really upset the family. And the mother kept doing her art and trying to keep her family together. And the father worked very hard as an engineer, but he would often sleep on the floor outside his daughter's bedroom because she was paranoid at night. Anyway, long and short of it is the father died, and it was very sad for everyone. And then the son overdosed. Oh, my gosh. And I sat with the mother, and we just wept on the phone, and the daughter. Anyway, the daughter had been on Oxycontin because she had had so much physical pain. And that was really scary. So one time I was talking to the mother, and the son came through from the other side, and he said, Mom, guess what? I'm working now, finally. And what he was talking about from the other side was that he was working with a lot of groups of kids who to help them change their brain pattern and get off of all these drugs. And you know what? He helped his sister. He totally got her off Oxycontin, and we had been talking about how to get her off. But losing him was greater incentive. But also what he said to her was that he was working with her brain pattern, and she has not dealt with that since. And that's been 5 years, I think. She didn't go through withdrawal or anything, but she did work with a few other people and help them follow the process. Right now she's doing her master's degree in songwriting over in England, so she's really expanded and moved herself out of being extremely limited in pain 24/7, in psychological problems, and having an immune dysfunction, and a family that came apart. And the mom is doing very well as an artist, and I gather the other two on the other side are also doing well. So that's my little story for tonight. Check my website. We're putting up little videos again, and just to say hello to you. And I hope that you'll check in and give me some feedback on what's going on in your life. Are you finding that the fields are moving through you and you're moving into a much higher consciousness? Are you seeing things? Are you radiating? Are you being able to help people? Is your healing work improving? And our healing work can be pretty simple for those of you who go, well, I'm not a healer. I go, yeah, you are. You're learning to bring in higher frequency energies and touch people and their arms and their backs and so on and lift them and help them move out of this crushing duality consciousness that we've come out of. Anyway, tune into my website. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, well, I'm just chattering away here, and I hope you enjoyed yourself. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and I sure hope that you'll check into my website and hit the Ask Veronica button. I'd love to hear from you and any guests that you have suggestions about or feedback on this show, or if you want to have a session with me as well. So many, many blessings. Oh, check the podcast. There's some pretty good podcasts up on my site, veronicaentwistle.com. All right, good night, everyone. Many, many blessings. And pray for the waking up and the protection of our food supply, our water supply, and one another's ability to